And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 926, and continuing on with Chamber of Commerce guests. Here we have Economic Development Director from the Chamber, Darren Solden, and Sarah Siders, Executive Director from Spark Manhattan. And I'll bring Darren back into the conversation. And there was a lot of interesting stuff here from that first segment that Sarah spoke on. And obviously, this is important to the Chamber to advocate for those individual small businesses.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, we really do see entrepreneurship and early stage businesses as the, you know, they're the feeder that what's today an early stage business is a key employer in our community down the road. So it's incredibly important that we're dedicating resources and efforts towards the advancement of those groups. I also think it's important, and Sarah touched on this a little bit, to recognize and note that one of Spark's roles locally is to connect all those resources and also to provide a singular point of contact for an entrepreneur or a potential business owner. So we've got some incredible local resources, whether it's the Small Business Development Center, the K-State Center for the Advancement of Entrepreneurship, other partners at the university, whether it's Kansas State Innovation Partners or the Kansas State Foundation. There are a lot of people that play roles in different parts of a early stage business or an entrepreneur's growth. And so it's going to be great with Spark. Sarah's established relationships with those groups. We're going to be able to share information. But then on the public facing side of it, obviously, we want to make that engagement or that interaction as efficient and as effective as possible for an entrepreneur. So by having a hub or a centralized location, a point of contact that they can go to best be resourced from there is going to be really an important thing going forward. And so we're excited about that. Sarah's been doing great work with getting out and visiting with other communities in person and over Zoom to discuss what they're doing. We're learning from other places that have developed these types of ecosystem support systems. And also she's been engaging with a lot of these local partners because so many of them are doing incredible work already, have been doing incredible work for a long time, being able to raise their profile and connect folks with them, again, in an efficient and effective manner is really what we're interested in doing here.
Yes. Sir. Agree. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, is there anything else you want to add to that, Sarah?
Well, yeah, as Darren said, you know, those community partnerships are just so important. And we're so thankful that when, you know, as we've been reaching out in these initial stages, people are just extraordinarily collaborative. They're excited about what we're doing. They want to be a part of it. And we're all looking for the roles that we can each play. So we're going to be hosting some community stakeholder connection points and meetings coming up very soon to get everybody in the same spaces and to have these conversations. We'll be doing a lot of it virtual, of course. But for those who, again, wanted to take another step with us, obviously sparkmhk.com is a great place to go or find us on social. We are building some on-ramps for people who want to get involved if you're interested in supporting entrepreneurship in the community for, you know, sponsors or potentially mentors. And so, you know, just going on our website, reaching out via the Connect form, that's a great way to do that. We'd love to connect with people who want to see entrepreneurship thrive here in Manhattan.
All right. Darren, I know quickly here in the was kind of transition just a little bit. I know we have some updates on a different Spark front here, and that is the Spark funding here from the state government.
Yes, we do. Thanks. And Jason Smith and I discussed this a little bit when we were on last month. At that point, the Spark Phase 2 funding, which was the application for small businesses directly to the state through the Department of Commerce, had just was just in the process of getting open. That has run its course. In fact, I know, having talked to some folks this week, that there are starting to be some announcements or some word back to businesses on funding through that program. So if you applied for that, keep an eye out for word back through Department of Commerce on the status of your application and your funding. What we'd like to focus on really quickly this morning is the actual going back a step. So that's Spark Phase 1. Those are federal CARES Act dollars that came to the state of Kansas and then were allocated out to the counties. And then at the county level, our Riley County Commission allocated about $2.5 million worth of the local funds, the county funds, to go to direct aid for businesses. So these are going to be grants. They will be direct aid. There is going to be an application process and some more information rolled out here by the end of the week. So I would really encourage folks to keep an eye out for that. Obviously, there will be a press release on that. We'll get it to you at KMAN. We'll be distributing it across all of our local press outlets. It'll be going on social media, on websites. There'll be an online application that folks can work through on that. That's going to be Riley County-based businesses, 50 employees or 50 FTEs or less. And again, it's going to be for direct aid, be operating expenses over a period of time from about March through November. And those are going to be eligible basically for reimbursement. And we have to, there's some documentation and paperwork involved there. Obviously, we're dealing with federal funds here, so we can't have a double dipping scenario. So if a business has gotten funds through PPP or those Spark Phase 2 funds, you can't use those for the exact expenses, but there's a long enough time horizon there that we should be able to get folks qualifying expenses for this program and get funds to them. So again, we want to thank the county for prioritizing direct aid to business. Thank the county commission for doing that. Also thank the folks at the county that have been working diligently over the course of the last month or so across the board, whether it's with the program that we're helping administer for businesses or the program that the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation is helping administer for nonprofits, or with any of the municipalities and school districts in the county that are receiving funds through this. It's a large undertaking, and there, I just want folks to know that there are a lot of people doing significant work to get these funds out there. And so appreciate all their efforts, and we look forward to announcing here within the next couple of days what exactly that direct aid to business program is going to look like and how folks can go about applying for those grant funds here within Riley County.
All right. I know a lot of businesses will be looking forward to that information here in the next couple of days. We got to take a time out. We'll come back and continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.